بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, in today's lesson Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a very important aspect of our belief, our aqidah, and that is what is known in the books of aqidah as adalatul sahaba. Adalatul sahaba basically refers to the concept and the belief that all the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sahaba radiyallahu anhum, were upright, righteous, truthful individuals. They were selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the companionship of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and they left this world in a condition that Allah was pleased with them and they were pleased with Allah. In this particular verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions four attributes or four promises with regard to the sahaba radiyallahu anhum, and every one of them is spoken about in this verse. Allah commences by saying, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ. The forerunners, the first and foremost ones from amongst the muhajirin, those who migrated from Makkah Mukarrama to Medina Munawwara, والأنصار, and the Ansar, those who were the residents of Medina Munawwara, and they welcomed those who had come from Makkah. So both the muhajirin and ansar, the forerunners, those who were there from the beginning of Islam, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ, as well as those who came after them and followed them in righteousness, in goodness. So whether it be those who accepted Islam in the early days and migrated with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or those who were the first and foremost ones to accept in Medina Munawwara, or it be those who came after a few years later, perhaps towards the end of the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whichever sahabi it may be, whether they came in the beginning or the end, whether they muhajirin or ansar, Allah now mentions that they have four promises. Number one, radiyallahu anhum. Allah has become pleased with them. And here the word radiya in the Arabic language is used in the past tense, meaning Allah has already declared His pleasure with them, His happiness with them. Here, Mawlana Idris Kandelvi rahimahullah says that had there been any transgression, or perhaps as some groups may claim that some sahaba radiyallahu anhum turned their back upon deen, upon Islam, wal-iyadu billah, then Allah would not have already declared His pleasure and His happiness with them, because elsewhere in Quran Allah tells us, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَرْضَى عَنِ الْقَوْمِ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Allah does not declare His pleasure and His happiness with those who are transgressors. So here very clearly Allah is saying, radiyallahu anhum. Allah has already declared His happiness with them. The second promise, waradu anhu, and they have become happy and pleased with Allah. In other words, they have no objection against deen. They are happy to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not do this grudgingly. They are not doing it just to curry favor with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but they are genuinely pleased and happy to obey Allah. Thirdly, وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَحْتَهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Allah has already prepared for them jannat, gardens of Jannah, and there will be rivers flowing in these gardens, beautiful gardens of Jannah prepared for them. And fourthly, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. They will live forever and forever therein, in these gardens that Allah has prepared for them. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah then says, that is the greatest success. So this verse is very explicit in stating our belief that every single sahabi, every companion of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was upright, was righteous, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was pleased with them, and they were pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We hear generally in the Jumu'ah khutbah every week the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, فَمَنْ أَحَبَّهُمْ فَبِحُبِّي أَحَبَّهُمْ. That person who has love for the sahaba radiyallahu anhum, then it is because of his love for me that he loves them. In other words, a person who loves the sahaba, then this is an indication of his love for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And on the converse, Nabi alayhi salam then mentions, وَمَنْ أَبْغَضَهُمْ فَبِبُغْضِ أَبْغَضَهُمْ. That person who holds any enmity in his heart regarding them, then it is a sign that he has enmity for me. If he dislikes my sahaba, it means that inherently he dislikes me. Although he may not show this, he may claim otherwise, but to dislike my companions is a sign that he dislikes me. And then in one hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam cautions us. And he says, La tasubbu ashabi. That don't ever insult, don't speak ill of my sahaba. And then he explains why. What was their status? فلو أن أحدكم أنفق مثل أحد ذهبا. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, if any one of you has to take the entire Mount Uhud, which is a very large mountain in Madinah Munawwara, and this entire Mount Uhud had to be a mountain of gold, and it belonged to any one of you, and you had to take this entire mountain of gold and spend it in the path of Allah, it would not equate to even one container or even half of a container that they would spend in the path of Allah. The reward Allah was prepared to give them and how Allah accepted it from them, your entire contribution will not equate to even half of a container spent by my companions. On one occasion somebody asked Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah, he was a pious person, somebody asked him, trying to stir up some fitna. So he asks him, he says, that tell me, is Muawiyah radiallahu anhu more virtuous? Is he greater in rank? Or Umar bin Abdul Aziz? Umar bin Abdul Aziz was not a Sahabi. He had come after. And he was a very righteous leader, Khalifa of the Ummah. In fact, he was known as Umar al-Thani, the second Umar, after Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. And he was well known for his piety, his justice, the way he dealt with the Ummah that was under his control at that time. So he was a very pious person. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was a Sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And famously we know that there was some difference of opinion between him and Ali radiallahu anhu. And they had their own groups and those who are on each side. So this person is trying to stir up fitna. He asks Abdullah bin Mubarak to tell me, is Muawiyah radiallahu anhu more virtuous, greater in rank? Or Umar bin Abdul Aziz? Umar bin Abdul Aziz had a clean slate, clean record. And Muawiyah radiallahu anhu's opposition to Ali radiallahu anhu was well known. So he thought that Abdullah bin Mubarak would say Umar bin Abdul Aziz is more virtuous. Abdullah bin Mubarak responds and says, لَتُرَابٌ فِي مِنْخَرِي مُعَوِيَةٍ مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ خَيْرٌ وَأَفْضَلُ مِنْ عُمَرَ بْنِ عَبْدِ الْعَزِيزِ. He says that the particles of dust that gathered in the nostril of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu in the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, those particles of dust and sand themselves are more virtuous than Umar bin Abdul Aziz, because it gained the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So this was the status, the rank of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And particularly in today's time, my dear brothers, we know what is happening globally and there are different forces, and we are all very passionate about the Palestinian cause, about the Muslim Ummah in Gaza. Together with that, we cannot forget the rest of the Ummah, those in Syria, in Sham, in other countries. And while there may be certain forces that are assisting the Palestinian cause, and we appreciate the assistance, but it should not at any stage reach a point where because of this assistance, we now dilute our beliefs. And we now start to embrace and accept those people who insult the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, who it is documented in their books that they claim that the majority of Sahaba radiallahu anhum had become murtad, had moved away from deen. They backstabbed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, al-iyadu billah, and very vile comments that they pass regarding the wives of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. While their political assistance may be appreciated, and we do not have to shy away from this, but we should not ever lose our loyalty and our focus and dilute our belief system. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.